Right now, I'm in search of a winning voice and a winning mind and a winning body because, well, two things. Firstly, as you heard in the news, today is World Read Aloud Day. And just a reminder, you're all encouraged to participate by reading to a young child, even if it's just for a couple of minutes. If you're looking for some inspirational guidance on how to start, please go and visit the Nali Bali website, which has got lots of encouragement, stories you can download for free, and also sort of a place where you can formally pledge your support for the concept and the campaign. But it's not reading I want to talk about today. It's talking about talking aloud and the sharing of stories through the oral tradition. With me in studio is Alon Stern, who's one of the founders of a storytelling collective called Southern Rights and Wrongs. And they host a storytelling event every couple of weeks, about once every 6 weeks or so. Looking forward to hearing all about it. Alon, great to have you with us. Welcome.
Thanks very much, Bobo. Really great to be here.
South Africa, as I mentioned at the start, has got this wonderful, rich heritage of oral storytelling going back centuries. And this has been the way we shared our histories from generation to generation. It's such a powerful tool. So I'm fascinated to hear it being employed in this kind of way. Tell us the background. How does, I believe, your Southern Rights and Wrongs is inspired by something called The Moth in New York. Tell us a little bit about the background.
Yeah, so I was living in New York for a while and I had some friends who run The Moth, which is a big storytelling group, and they've got a podcast. And while I was living in New York, started setting up storytelling events at home, just friends around there all came and people told stories. And then I thought when I got back to South Africa, it would be great to start it here. And as you said, South Africa's got this rich history of storytelling. And I think we're taking quite a modern approach to it. So when I got back to South Africa, a group of friends, I'll tell you about them in a minute, mm-hmm. we started this event and we were amazed by the popularity of it. Like it turns out that the medium of storytelling is like bottomlessly interesting. And yeah, there's a lot of people looking to tell their stories.
You know, it's something that I think the world of podcasting in a way has opened up to all of us. I'm thinking as you speak of one of my favorite podcast series called Terrible Thanks for Asking, which is all about ordinary people's personal stories. And probably at least half of the episodes, as I listen to the intro and I start hearing who we're going to be hearing for, I sort of think, I don't know if I want to hear this one, if I'm really interested in this story. And 5 minutes in, I'm hooked, whatever the topic is, because of the power of the storytelling. And it's really made me sort of realize that ordinary people's stories can be as fascinating and we can learn as much from them as the celebrities, the big authors, the politicians who might walk into the door of this studio. What sort of stories do you hear at your storytelling events? Who are the people who are talking?
Yeah, so we actually do record all the stories at our events, and we have a podcast called The Southern Rights and Wrongs, which people can search on any of the podcast players. And yeah, as you said, what's amazing about the events is that the stories are so varied and interesting. People come and they tell powerful stories. Someone told a story about trying to rescue two twins from drowning, and he failed to rescue them, and they both landed up dying.
Sure.
Right. And then another person told a story about a washing ritual for washing her dead grandmom. And then there's funny stories. Someone told us a great story about selling something on the Gumtree, and then the guy scammed him, and then he went on a quest to try track this guy down. Right. And yeah, we got all sorts of stories. Someone dropped from a parachute, right, and faced their death and then survived and told this life-changing moment of realizing that he was alive. So people come to these events and they sit in the audience and you're just wowed by 10 amazing different stories on which all are on the same theme. So every time we run an event, we have a theme. And yet the stories are so varied in like the tone, in the style, whether they're happy, whether they're meaningful. Yeah, it's quite amazing to see the stories that people in Cape Town have.
I mean, it's a concept which I think is starting to gain a bit of familiarity. Things like Pecha Kucha have made it popular in Cape Town. And I remember the first time I went to a Pecha Kucha event and I wanted to take a friend with. And she's like, no, man, I don't want to go and sit there and listen to some guy with his slides of his trip to Cairo. And of course, it's nothing like that. It's not boring. It's people talking about something that really matters to them and all the passion that feeds through as a result. Where do you find your speakers, Alon? Do people come to you and say, I want to talk about this, put me on?
Yeah, so when we first set up the event, it was really like me and my brother and my mom and like first cousin, you know, and really like friends and family. And then as we've run the events, people come to the event and a lot of people, they just see it and they're like, oh, I need to try that. I've got a story to, some people have the story to tell and other people just want to challenge themselves to tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
And people come up to us after the event and say, I want to be on the next one. And slowly but surely, we've gotten a lot of storytellers. And what's been really great is that the quality of storytelling has become very high. In the beginning, it was okay, but now people can see the format, understand how to tell a story, because we've got quite a rigid format in mm-hmm. our event.
How does it work? What is that format?
So the stories are 5 minutes long. The stories have to be true, right? And they have to have happened to the storyteller. And then I always say that a good story is one that leads to a meaningful change in the protagonist, right? So mm-hmm. what the audience is really looking for in a storytelling event in a 5 minute format is that they're looking for a little piece of connection, right? And every now and then the storyteller shares something with the audience that they don't usually share. And the audience have this feeling of just having experienced something special. And that, mm-hmm. and those are the best storytellers. And the storytellers can, find those moments by really engaging with the question of why the story is meaningful for them. And so what's quite cool is storytellers approach us and they sometimes send a voice note of what their story is going to be. And then I sometimes work with the storytellers, and you can really improve the stories a ton by going over it.
Wow. So, I mean, it's more than just share an anecdote. You're looking for something with that moment of connection and meaning. You know, do people sometimes come with you and say, this is what I want to talk about? Do you have to go back to them and say, well, the story's great, but where's the beef? Where's the depth? Where's the point of connection? What do you think other people are going to get from this?
Yeah, well, 100%. Yeah. People come with these things that you can see has the content to be a great story,
mm-hmm.
right? But when they tell it to you, they get to the end and you want to say, okay, but what's the point? And the point is really addressing this question. Why is this story important to you? And once you've understood why a story is important to you, once you've understood why of all the stories you have, you've chosen to pull this one,
mm-hmm.
then by processing that idea, you can convey that to the audience. And then the audience gets this feeling of, wow, I'm listening to something important.
Yeah.
Right. And that's the trick.
It must be very liberating for the speakers. I mean, you said some people come and do it as a challenge. Maybe they've been afraid of public speaking and they go, this is the way I'm going to face that head on. But it must be quite liberating to be held in a space like that where your audience is focused and giving you the focus and attention and the active listening to hear your story. What sort of feedback have you got from the participants on how they feel and how their sort of own sense of their own story changes after the experience of sharing it?
Yeah, so the events are really set up to focus on the storyteller. We got the storyteller up on stage, all the lights are focused on them, and we set the atmosphere right from the beginning of the event to make sure that the audience knows that the storyteller is the most important. So one of the nice things is people click when they like something rather than clapping. It creates this nice atmosphere, and it really, I think, gives a lot of power to the storyteller. And then the feedback from the storytellers is that a lot of people are nervous, because before you're getting on stage, you're nervous, especially if it's your first time doing it.
Yeah.
And that there's sort of a huge release after you've done it, and people are very excited. The one other thing I can say is that some people are blessed at public speaking. Mm-hmm. They get up there, they feel the audience immediately, and they could tell any story. But other people are not like that. And we've had some examples of shy storytellers who told amazing stories. This one woman came on the show, on the event, and she told the story, and she was so shy she could hardly get through her story, and it was almost excruciating to listen to. And the audience cheered her along, and it was sort of a really powerful group experience listening to this person. So even when the storytellers are not confident, excellent storytellers, it still can be a really interesting experience watching them.
Now, you, as you mentioned, are looking for ordinary people's stories. I know you have had at least one extraordinary person. You had Zapiro as one of your speakers at one of the previous events. I'm intrigued to know what he talked about, because, I mean, that man's life story is enough to fill 5 weeks of storytelling and not be done.
Yeah, so Zapiro came. Our theme for that night was justice and revenge.
Mm.
And we were hoping he'd speak on his experiences with Lady Justice, his famous cartoon. And, I mean, he's got a killer story there. He got, like, sued by the president. That doesn't just happen every day.
Yeah.
So he did an interesting thing. He devoted half of his story to talk about Lady Justice and then half of his story to talk about an event that happened to him when he was young, where he got some revenge on some friends of his.
Wow.
And so it was interesting hearing these, like, a grand story, which is, like, publicly interesting for the whole country, and a private story, which was just more about him as a person. So that was pretty interesting.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Okay, so I mentioned at the start, you do this roughly once every 6 weeks. Alon, where do you host these gatherings?
So we've changed venues a few times. Okay. After we've started it, it's really grown. And so we used to be at a much smaller venue. We were first at Homage Bar, then we were at the Raptor Room in Cape Town. Mm-hmm. Now we're at the Jagger Lounge, and we're actually currently looking for a bigger venue. I should also mention that I run it with an awesome team.
Mm-hmm.
There's six of us. So my brother, he's a co-MC, Eitan Stern. Maor Harris is an event organizer. Julia Savage, also an event organizer. And Kelly Harris is doing social media. So the six of us together work on it.
Okay. And you've mentioned there's a podcast that goes with it. So you take the speakers' speeches and make them available beyond that stage as a podcast. So for those asking for details of the podcast, start there. There's Southern Rights and Wrongs. So like Southern Right Whale, except this is Right and Wrong. Southern Rights and Wrongs is the name of the podcast. And that is also the phrase to search for on Facebook if you want to find the Facebook page with details of the next event. Alon, do the participants pay to attend the events?
Yeah, the event's like, it costs 120 Rand, but it's well worth it. It's in terms of nights out on Cape Town, it's definitely better than going for a few drinks. It's very entertaining. It's very unique. And it's an interesting experience. And in terms of the podcast has even got a little more depth to it, which is that what we do is we play the stories back and then we do some analysis and try to decide, was that a good story? What makes a good story? What were the structural elements of the story that made it interesting? And we just sort of tease it apart a little bit. So I think, if you've come to the event or if you haven't, it's quite an interesting listen.
And quite a good place to start if you're sitting here going, I want to volunteer my story to be on that platform, but maybe I need a bit of guidance on structure and stuff. It's probably a good idea to start listening back to some of that podcast material to get some feedback.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. People can have a listen. And I think that there's a lot of people who are going to be listening to this and it just triggers something in their mind. It's like, cool, I want to stand. I've got a story to tell. I've got an amazing story. I want to stand on that stage. And if you're busy listening now and you have that thought, definitely get in touch because we're always looking for storytellers. And yeah, people have unbelievable stories. I just meant, like, in the last event, someone got kidnapped by terrorists. Right. And they told the story of being kidnapped by terrorists. Another person told the story of being attacked by a shark. I mean, people have unbelievable stories and they're just waiting to be told.
Right. So if that person is listening going, me, I'm putting my hand up, I want to do this. How do they make contact with you, Alon?
Probably the best is through our Facebook group, or we're also on Instagram. Just search Southern Rights and Wrongs with an ampersand. Just send us a message and we're always looking for storytellers. And also, if you want to come check the event first before you commit, you're also welcome to
do that.
When's
the next event happening?
Our next event is on March 3rd. But as you mentioned, we do it approximately once every 6 weeks.
Okay, so 3rd of March is the next one. Make a note in the diaries and reach out via that Facebook or Instagram page, Southern Rights and Wrongs. You've been listening to one of the founders of that storytelling collective, Alon Stern. Great to have had you with us.
Thanks very much for having me.
Hope you're going to get Cape Talk listeners streaming in for the next couple of events. Let us know how they do.